Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Does the preaching you hear on radio, on television, and from the pulpit ever bother you? Do you hear sermons which are very short on biblical content, but are long on jokes and stories? Do you believe individual Christians and churches are strengthened from such preaching? What should we preach if we want to have God's approval and want to make a difference in our world? In his book, Before It's Too Late, Crises Facing America, Dr. David Jeremiah, chairman of the board of Christian Heritage College of El Cajon, California, says very plainly, America cannot survive another decade of decline in biblical preaching. This country doesn't need any more political speeches. Our people need to hear, thus says the Lord. Page 174. The Apostle Paul writes of the mystery which God had kept hidden in his mind from eternity past. And what is that mystery or secret which God kept hidden in his mind, which men could not know without God's opening his mind and revealing what men needed to know? Paul explains, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Is that what preachers of the gospel, or those who claim to be, ought to preach? After Paul mentioned that Christ in you is the hope of glory, he said, whom, that is Christ, we preach. Colossians 1:28. Paul used somewhat different language in his first letter to the Corinthians, but the message is the same. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 and 2. If a man determines to preach Christ and Christ alone, what will he say? Is there any difference between preaching Christ crucified and preaching the Word? Paul commanded Timothy, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4, 2. Is there a difference between preaching Christ crucified and preaching the whole counsel of God? Paul told the Ephesian elders, I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, and have taught you publicly and from house to house. Wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Acts 20, 20, 26 and 27. Acts 8 records Philip's preaching in Samaria. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Acts 8, 5. What did Philip preach on that occasion? The answer can be discovered by reading verse 12. And when they believed of Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Is the inspired writer saying that preaching Christ must always include these ideas and only these ideas? Obviously, that conclusion cannot be justified from the text or from any other passage. But on the occasion of which we are speaking, Philip talked with the Samaritans about Christ's kingdom, about his name, and about New Testament baptism. Can we fail to preach these great truths and believe we have preached the whole counsel of God? We must preach a balanced gospel. That means telling men and women, boys and girls, how to become New Testament Christians. It also means telling them what the Bible says about acceptable worship and about Christian living. Would preaching Christ also include speaking out on the moral issues which are so prominent today? Gambling, abortion, physician-assisted suicide, cloning, beverage alcohol, and such like. My friends, we must preach all that God has revealed. Thank you, and may God bless you.